Contemporary patriotic folk song performed by the Todestrick sisters from their brand new CD, Until We Meet Again, Domelo I Zustrici. And that was a song made very famous a few years back by Sofia Rotaru, and that is Odna Kalena, The Cranberry Tree. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макорі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. І також ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна Демчик-Макорі. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Today we've got Sylvia Molnar along with a recipe for a very simple way to use up some of those tomatoes, which many people are having a bumper crop this year, I think. Certainly I am. And it is a very simple recipe, fried tomatoes. And we will also have Renata Hananets from Lviv and the Jewish Heritage Museum there with a feature on Ukrainian Jewish heritage. And it is the middle of the Jewish High Holidays. So she'll be telling us all about Rosh Hashanah and a very interesting pilgrimage that goes on in Ukraine at this time of year. As well, Stefan Andrusiak will be along with a Rushnichuk story, and he'll be talking about, I guess, a contentious issue in the history of the Ukrainian-Canadian community. And Andrea Malish of the Canadian First World War Internment Recognition Fund will be talking about an event coming up in Banff that sort of speaks to that as well. So all of that coming up in the program as well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of other items of interest, talk much, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up, the answer to that is yes, obviously, just sometimes not very well. Coming up next, we've got a group from Toronto called Zubrivka, and next weekend, of course, is their upcoming annual Toronto Ukrainian Festival with many great entertainment acts, all kinds of displays, and one of the groups that will be performing there is Zubrivka, and here they are from their first CDs, Novu Vdoma, Home Again, and Chom Ty Ne Prishol, Why Didn't You Come?
Chom Ty Ne Prishol, Yak Misyach Zishol, Я тебе чекала, чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала. Я знав, і мати пускала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала. Сестра, сідельце знайшла, коня осідлала. Ой, братіку, до дівчинки, що тебе чекала. Ой, братіку, до дівчинки, що тебе чекала.
Foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com. And the Taras Shevchenko Foundation will be celebrating its 50th with a series of meet-and-greet events coast-to-coast, starting in Nanaimo on Sunday, October the 6th, with representatives of the foundation and a showcase of West Coast talent. By invitation only, so if you're on Vancouver Island or in the local listening area here in Vancouver and area, give them a call for more information and an invitation. Toll-free 1-866-524-5314 or visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Якби не мороз, якби не мороз, та й не залягла роса, той пішла бим я, той пішла бим я до Тернополя й боса.
The 17th annual Bloor West Village Toronto Ukrainian Festival, the largest Ukrainian street festival in North America, is happening from September 13th to 15th. Enjoy great food, displays, and performers from across Canada and the U.S., plus main stage headliners Kozak System and Taras Chubai from Ukraine. The whole family will enjoy the children's midway, sidewalk sale, and activities. Catch the Ukrainian spirit on Bloor Street West between Runnymede and Jane Subway stations. Find out more at Ukrainian Festival. Festival.com. Ontario, yours to discover.
Ой, там дівчина, примушений шлюб брала. Ой, там дівчина, ой, там дівчина, примушений шлюб брала. Ой, скажи мені, ти примушений шлюбе, чи біда мені, чи гаразд мені, із нелюбочком буде. Чи біда мені, чи гаразд мені, із нелюбочком буде. Як буде гаразд, як буде гаразд, то буду його любити. Як буде біда, як буде біда, то піду ще топити. Як буде біда, як буде біда, душа топити.
And that was, of course, the Kozak System and Taras Chubai from Ukraine and a song called Ternopolia. Coming up next is another Ukrainian performer. Her name is Zhanna Bondaruk, and she may be coming to Canada as well. And here she is now with a song called Last Tango.
Біля двору запряжені коні і тільки чекають на поклик вперед. Вже осінь згорає на жовтім осонні, нанизує звуки гості, наче мед. Озвалась мелодія давня неждана, а де той скрипаль? Невідомий артист танцює гуцульське поривисте танго, найперший клиновий стрімкий падолист. Останнє танго поклало руку на плече. Пече останнє танго, в нім теплий дух ще не затих. Осінній танець поміж пейзажів ностальгії чомусь до лиця. Озвалась мелодія давня неждано, а де той скрипаль? Невідомий артист танцює гуцульське поривисте танго, найперший клиновий стрімкий падолист. Останнє танго клало руку на плече.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. We know there's nothing like eating a vine-ripened tomato. They should be eaten frequently as they are a wonderful source of vitamins and minerals. Ukrainians are often fond of simple recipes. Don't be surprised to find a recipe like this in a Ukrainian cookbook. It's a speedy recipe for fried tomato slices that will add variety to your meals and that will still retain most of the nutrients of the tomato. Remember, tomatoes contain lycopene, which is good for your eyes and even better if the tomatoes are cooked, due to the magic of nature. Get your pencils ready so you can add this simple recipe to your file. Cut ripe but firm tomatoes into thick slices about a half an inch. Dip each slice into salt and peppered flour. Pan fry in hot butter until browned on both sides. You can serve this as a vegetable dish or a garnish for a fish, meat, or chicken platter. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. This is the Jewish year of 5774, which Jews in Ukraine, Israel, and around the world observed from sundown on Wednesday, September 4th, until sundown on Friday, September 6th. The name for the Jewish New Year is Rosh Hashanah, which in Hebrew means the head of the year. It is one of the most important religious holidays for Jews, a day of awe and fear, but also a day of celebration. Rosh Hashanah remembers the creation of the world. It's a time of continuous introspection, looking back at the mistakes of the past years and making plans to do better in the new year. To do teshuvah, returning to the path of the Almighty. Rosh Hashanah is also called the Feast of the Trumpets. At the central observance of the holiday is the sounding of the shofar, a ram's horn. This sound is to awake souls from their slumbers and alert them to the coming judgment. It is a reminder to dedicate one's life to serving the Almighty and His commandments. At this time of year, the common greeting is Shana Tova, which means may you enjoy a good new year. No work is permitted on Rosh Hashanah. Much of the day is spent in synagogue. Rosh Hashanah meals usually include apples and honey to symbolize a sweet new year. Pomegranates are popular Rosh Hashanah fruit for several reasons. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8 refers to pomegranates as a native fruit of Israel. Their tightly packed seeds symbolize unity between people. The number of seeds is thought to be 613, which corresponds to the number of commandments in the Torah. Other symbolic foods include dates, black-eyed peas, leek, spinach, and gourd, all of which are mentioned in the Talmud. Typically, a round challah bread is served to symbolize the cycle of the year. Some communities have their own unique customs and serve symbolic dishes. Gefilte fish and lekach, Jewish honey cake, are commonly served by Ashkenazi Jews on this holiday. Every Rosh Hashanah, there is a major pilgrimage to Umань, a city in central Ukraine. 10,000s of Hasidic and other Jews from around the world travel to Umań to pray at the burial site of Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. The Rosh Hashanah pilgrimage dates back to 1811. for hundreds of Hasidim from Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and Poland. However, in 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution sealed off the border. In the following decades, the savage repressions of the Bolsheviks, Nazis, and Communists forced a handful of Hasidim in Ukraine underground. Those discovered by the KGB were exiled to Siberia, where they died. During World War II, the Nazis decimated Uman's Jewish population. Nevertheless, the pilgrimage resumed in 1948, although on a drastically smaller scale. In the 1960s, American and Israeli Hasidim began to make the pilgrimage to Uman, traveling legally or illegally, to pray at the grave of Rabbi Nachman. In 1988, the Soviets allowed just 250 men to visit the Rebbe's grave for Rosh Hashanah. In 1989, over 1,000 Hasidim gathered in Uman for Rosh Hashanah. In 1990, the number had grown to 2,000 and up to 30,000 pilgrims this year. The pilgrimage has sparked tensions in the past, but local officials have been working to ensure a peaceful and well-organized event. Last fall, Israeli Consular Chief Alon Shoham remarked on the strong sense of harmony and cooperation between pilgrims and locals. This year, Ukrainian officials are looking at ways to help alleviate traffic congestion. This includes opening a decommissioned airport near Uman for pilgrims and possibly running extra trains to the site. One of Rabbi Nachman's most famous sayings is, "If you believe you can damage, believe you can repair." This is our goal, to achieve full understanding of this saying in order to repair relations between Ukrainian and Jewish people. On behalf of all of us at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaic and Jewish Art, I'd like to extend best wishes to all our listeners in the spirit of Rosh Hashanah. May this year bring peace and prosperity to all the world, and most especially, blessings upon all the multi-ethnic peoples of Ukraine, who are working together to transcend the troubled past in order to build a peaceful, prosperous, secure, and sovereign Ukrainian state. This is Renata Ganinets. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. To our Jewish friends and listeners, happy holidays. Rosh Hashanah is just over. Yom Kippur is coming up, and there are others as well. And we'll be bringing you more information about those, courtesy of the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv. Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції CHMB AM 1320 у місті Ванкувері. And you're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver.
That was Paris Takeyev from Winnipeg and a rather klezmerish version of the Bukovinska Polka. That is from their CD that they recorded. It was their first that they recorded together under the moniker of Paris Takeyev back in the 1990s. And we will be bringing you, hopefully, more on klezmer music, which, of course, originated in Ukraine. Coming up next are Darka and Slavko, and this is a group that's unfortunately, or a duo rather, that's unfortunately disbanded. However, Darka is still around. I recently connected with her. She's living somewhere in Oregon on the west coast of North America here, and she very kindly sent me all her albums. So here is a number now. This is a tune that I used to really enjoy playing a lot in the first incarnation of Nash Holos back in the 1990s, and it is a song called Na tramvajni zupinci at the trolley stop.
Я хлопець несміливий, дівчат я сторонюсь, і навіть розмовляти з ними я боюсь. Такий характер в мене, нещастя немале, мовчу, бо всі говорять, але на трамвайні зупинці я зустрів дівчат чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули, іде трамвай за трамваєм. Чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і чекаєм? Не знала, що кохання, мов буря весняна, так раптом і неждано прийде одного дня. Пора вже розставатись, мов вже додому час. Пробачте, як вас звати, а вас на трамвайні зупинці я зустрів дівча чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули, іде трамвай за трамваєм. За чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і в житті бува, співає безголосний, мовчить, не замовка. Хотів я від любови тікати, поки час, даю вам чесне слово, аж тут якраз на трамвайні зупинці я зустрів дівча чудове. Почалася розмова за словечком слова, і про все ми забули, іде трамвай за чого ж то все ми з нею стоїмо і чекаємо.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
When I was a student, I worked briefly for CFOX Radio in Montreal on the West Island. Thereafter filing my first ever radio report over the phone, my boss came on the line, and he told me to sign off with a different name. Andrusiak would become Andrews. I had no choice but to follow through if I wanted my report to be aired, he said. That afternoon, he told me that if I kept my Ukrainian surname, it would lack a certain credibility. I said no. He said leave. My boss was of Ukrainian descent, and in his own way probably thought he was doing the right thing, having changed his own name. Our band Rushnechok never shied away from writing songs about difficult topics, and so it was that bandmate Yurko Shtik with friend Boris Budny co-wrote the song Reflections. Я бабуть колись тут бу. The singer returns to a place where he once belonged and reflects on the consequences of having changed his Ukrainian name. We wanted the song to be thought-provoking, but it also hurt many feelings. We know today that following internment during the First World War, many Ukrainians felt they had little choice but to simplify or de-Ukrainianize their names if they were to succeed. I present our song today with one personal footnote. When my own father arrived in Canada after the Second World War, he found that a translator had changed the I ending to a Ya in his surname. Andrusiak became Andrusiak. He would later tell me that the change was a pleasant surprise, for it made his surname sound more distinguished. And so he kept it, and I was born with a changed name. From Rushnichok Volume 3, here is Yamabut Kolistutbu, Reflections.
Yamabut Kolistutbu. Котри майже не забув, не знав я їх тоді і не хотів їх знати, бо не було це.
Дякую, Стефана. Thank you so much for that song and the story. The era you referred to, the World War I internment, was a painful time, and it had long-reaching consequences down the generations, as you discovered in your song. My own uncle changed his name somewhere back in the 1930s, I believe. And although my parents didn't feel the need to change their name nonetheless, they discouraged the use of Ukrainian, the spoken Ukrainian in the home, much, of course, to Baba's dismay, who was living with us when I was very young. They just didn't want me to grow up and have a Ukrainian accent and have trouble getting a job when I was all grown up. Now, this is only one of those long-reaching consequences, and unfortunately, it was widespread among descendants of immigrants from that era, and it's why Nash Holos is presented in English, primarily, rather than Ukrainian, in order to, for those of us who lost the language, to be able to still connect, keep in touch with our roots. Times have changed, thankfully, and we're now able to reflect and learn from those painful times. Our Canadian government has finally acknowledged the wrongs done, and Canada is eager to, or at least more willing to, learn those lessons and share the knowledge. Last June, floods in Calgary caused the postponement of the official opening of the Parks Canada National Internment Exhibit, Enemy Aliens, Prisoners of War, Canada's First World War Internment Operations of 1914 to 1920. A new date for the opening has been set for this coming Friday, September 13th, and there is free transportation from Edmonton and Calgary to the exhibit, which is located at the Cave and Basin National Historic Site in Banff National Park, where there were several internment camps. Andrea Malish of Vernon is the program manager of the Canadian First World War Internment Recognition Fund, and she joins us now on Skype from her home in Vernon to tell us the details.
So on September 13th, Parks Canada will finally be opening the National Internment Exhibit called Enemy Aliens, Prisoners of War, Canada's First World War Internment Operations of 1914-1920 in Banff National Park. This is September 13th at 2 p.m. And this was the exhibit that was to be opened in June 20th, but unfortunately due to the flooding situation, the event got canceled.
Right. Yeah, we were talking to you about that. So what's the significance of Banff? There were 26 camps, internment camps across Canada at that time. Why Banff for this big, and this is a really, probably the biggest exhibit, and it's a permanent exhibit. So why Banff?
During the settlement with the endowment fund with the Canadian government in 2008, the Ukrainian community received the $10 million endowment, and there was also an agreement that Parks Canada would receive a sum, I believe they received $3.3 million, to spend on commemorating this national historic event. And Parks Canada decided to build a national internment exhibit in Banff at Cave and Basin, where internment camp was located. And of course, during the Cave and Basin internment camp, they used the forced labor of the internees to build up the national park system. So if we can understand that, yes, there were over 24 internment camps across Canada, there were actually a third of the camps were in Canada's national parks, and they used the labor to start and build up their national park system. So this is a way that the government can commemorate and acknowledge that that the use of the internee labor created this beautiful national park system, including not only Cave and Basin, but of course Castle Mountain, Jasper National Park. There was Yoho out near Field, BC, Mount Revelstoke, and of course, if you get out east, I understand that they'll also be spending some money in creating interpretive panels at Fort Henry and the Citadel at Halifax. I don't believe they have any other plans for the other camps, but I know that the Ukrainian community, the Ukrainian Canadian Civil Liberties Association, has placed commemorative plaques at the other locations. I understand that Parks Canada has spent the majority of the money on this particular exhibit. I believe it's about 1,100 square foot building, and then the other two exhibits will be in Fort Henry and Halifax.
So you're offering rides, buses from Calgary and Edmonton to the actual event in Cave and Basin.
Absolutely. And this is open to any Canadian, not necessarily from the Ukrainian community. We welcome anybody wishing to to join our groups from Edmonton, members of the Ukrainian Male Chorus of Edmonton and Axios will be coming to sing at this event. And so we've organized a bus from Edmonton. We're sort of a first-come, first-served basis for a free seat to come and join this historic event. And we're also organizing a bus from Calgary out to Banff for the day. And these are just day trips. And just wanting to encourage our communities to come and support this national historic event.
So where exactly is Cavan Basin located?
Cavan Basin is located just outside of the town center of Banff in Cavan Basin National Historic Site. The address is 311 Cave Avenue. You literally can find it easy enough when you drive in into Banff, into the town center, across the bridge. You'll turn right. There's lots of signs, and you'll follow it out 5 minutes down the road, and you're at the location. And the exhibit, the interment exhibit, is just behind the Cavan Basin National Historic Site itself. And interesting to note that they actually built the exhibit building on the marching grounds of the original internment camp.
Wow.
That's really special.
Really, yeah. That just sent the chill down me. Wow. So you're really connecting with history as you stand on that ground.
Absolutely. For those of us that were in Banff on June 20th, and even though the event got canceled, there were a number of us literally stuck in Banff. And Parks Canada was kind enough to invite those of us there to come and view the exhibit. And it was very, very beautiful to be in such a beautiful park, but to just remember and recall what actually happened on that site. There were a number of us internee descendants there. We took a photograph outside the building, and we just stood together in peace and just looked out at the beautiful scenery overlooking the Bow River, but remembered what happened.
Now, you mentioned that there were going to be a couple of choirs singing, Edmonton Male Chorus, as well as Axios. Those are from Edmonton. Any other musicians, performers that will be there and speakers?
The event or the exhibit is actually being officially opened by the Honorable Jason Kenney, who's, of course, the Minister of Employment and Social Development and Minister of Multiculturalism. And he is. It was under his ministry that the endowment fund received our fund. And so it'd be nice that he's going to be there mm-hmm. to officially open this exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we will have Bishop David of the Ukrainian Catholic Church and Bishop Ledion from the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, both of Edmonton, will be there to provide official Malevin, official memorial service there along with the choir members.
Any other ethnic groups that were, Ukrainians were the majority of internees, but there were others as well. Will there be representation from other groups that were interned?
Absolutely. And they were represented by, of course, our endowment council members who currently on our council represent, of course, besides the Ukrainian community. We have a Croatian representative, Polish, German representative, and so they will be in attendance, but we welcome all the other affected communities to this wonderful event that's going to open up this exhibit to not only Canadians, but of course, being in Canada's jewel in Banff, mm-hmm. it's going to be opening up this piece of our history on an international level,
mm-hmm.
and the Endowment Council is very excited about that, that it's finally going to be opened.
Mm-hmm.
The story's going to be told.
Yes, yeah, and about time.
Yes.
Yeah. So once again, then, this is on September the 13th at 2 p.m. That's this coming Friday at Banff National Park. And you did give directions. Is there a map and other information at your website?
Absolutely. Please go to www.internmentcanada.ca, or if you need any other further details, you can contact myself. My toll-free number here at the office is 1-866-288-7931.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Andrea. Safe trip to Banff.
Thank you.
And many thanks to Andrea Malish, Program Manager of the Canadian First World War Internment Recognition Fund, for that information. Details on this historic event can be found at their website, www.internmentcanada.ca, or call toll-free 1-866-288-7931. Up next is Edmonton singer, folk singer Maria Dunn in the Shadow of the Rockies.
Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. They courted our labor and called us to settle the great Canadian plains. But how fickle the love of a fair young Alberta for her enemy aliens. And pity the young man in 1914 who hadn't a job or a trade, and doubly so the man from Galicia, for he was soon detained. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. Our invisible hands worked in nature's cathedral for the pleasure of tourists in town. 6 days a week at slavery's wages, still we were not wanted around. At a camp that lay beneath Castle Mountain, rotten food and sodden tents. The most glorious place in the world is ugly when seen through a barbed wire fence. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. Our footsteps and voices have long since faded from these pristine forest paths. Yet many's the mile and the hour we trudged here to our place of labor and back. If you listen, young stranger, the wind in the pines, or the water over the stones, you may hear the songs we sang to each other to remind us of our homes. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni One and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Нежами вже скінчила нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Як хочеш довго, добре і весело жити, то навчися добрі діла творити. And our proverb of the week translates as, if you want a long, good and happy life, learn how to be a good business person. Well, that just about wraps up our program. So to take us to the end, we've got the Borscht Eaters and the Saskatchewan Wedding March. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening. And Dobranich!